delighted at both the mysteries of the universe and the everyday little things that fill our lives. And whenever I'd complain or be upset about something, she would say to me, "Darling, change the channel. You're in control of the clicker. Don't replay that bad, scary movie." And one of the gifts that that attitude to life gave her was the ability to cut through hierarchies. I remember one night I was living in London and dating a Tory member of parliament. It must have been one of those decisions made on sleep deprivation. And he brought home to dinner the then Prime Minister, Ted Heath. My mother was in the kitchen, where she was most of the time, and a plumber had to come in to fix some last-minute problem. So my mother asked the plumber what he thought of the Prime Minister. "Not much," the plumber said. "He hasn't been good for working people." "Oh," my mother said, "let me go bring him here so you can tell him directly." And she didn't think there was any problem at all about bringing the Prime Minister into the kitchen, and that's where he sat down and heard a mouthful from the plumber. Well-being, wonder, and now the third W, wisdom. If you look around you, you see leaders in positions of power, in politics, in media, in business, all of them with high IQs, great degrees, making terrible decisions.